Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Nazir, Daf Mem Hey, the sixth Perek Shlosha Minim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Tichachas et Tahara Ketzad. How is the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara done? Hayamevi Gimel Behemos, Chatas Ola V'Shlamim. He brought three animals, a Chatas, an Ola, and a Shlamim. V'Shorchet es Shlamim Agaleach Alehem. He shechs the Shlamim first and shaves after it, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Belazar says, he would only shave after the chatas, because the chatas takes precedence everywhere. So it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. Reviewed the sources explained in the Gemara. The Mishnah adds, if he shaved after any of the three carbonas, he is yotzeh. Point number two, a braisa provides a source for shaving after a shlamim. The nazir shall shave at the entrance of the ohel moed. But shlamim, the pasuk actually refers to the shlamim teaching that the shaving follows it because the words pesach ohel moed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The pasuk is not teaching a location for the shaving, but the sequence. The braisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the ohel moed. Im ken derech b'zayonu. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. Rav Yoshi provides a source. The Torah said, do not ascend my Mizbeach on stairs to avoid disrespecting the Mizbeach. All the more so, disgraceful behavior such as shaving at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. Rav Yitzchak gave another reason. Since the Torah describes taking the hair alongside placing it under the fire of the Shlamim, described in the next Mishnah, this teaches Misha Eino Mechuser Ela Kilcho V'Nesina, that which only requires taking and placing on the fire, Yatzezeh Shu Mechuser Lekilcho Haba V'Nesina, excluding this case which requires taking, bringing, and placing. Since the Shlamim can be cooked anywhere in Yerushalayim, limiting the shaving to a specific location would require additionally bringing the hair to the fire's location. And point with you, the next Mishnah states, Hayanoto sarosh nizra u'mishaleach tachas adud. He would take the hair of his nazir head and cast it on the fire under the pot cooking a shlamim. Bim gilach b'medina lo yimishaleach tachas adud. If he shaved in the provinces, meaning outside Yerushalayim, he would not cast his hair under the pot. Since the shlamim had to remain in Yerushalayim, placing the hair on the fire would require an additional activity of bringing, which the Gemara taught cannot be done. This Tana adds that the hair is only placed under the pot for a Nazir Tahor, but not for a Nazir Tameh. In a Braisa, they explain that only when the shaving is Nasik Mitzvaso, performed in the prescribed manner, is the hair placed on the fire. Rav Meir says, HaKol Meshalchin Tachas Adud, all Nazirim would cast their hair under the pot, Chutz Min HaTameh Shebemendina Bilvat, except for a Nazir Tameh, who shaved in the provinces. He explains in the Braisa that in this case, the hair is buried. The Braisa quotes a third opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that all cases of Nazir Tahor place their hair on the fire, and all cases of Nazir Tameh do not. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Tichlachas at Tahara Ketzad, how is the shaving of a Nazir in Tahara done? Hayamevi Gimel Behemos, Chatas Ola V'Shlamim. He brought three animals, a Chatas, an Ola, and a Shlamim. V'Shorchet es Shlamim Agaleach Alehem. He shechs the Shlamim first and shaves after it, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Belazar says, he would only shave after the chatas, because the chatas takes precedence everywhere. So it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. Reviewed the sources explained in the Gemara. The Mishnah adds, if he shaved after any of the three carbonas, he is yotzeh. Point number two, a braisa provides a source for shaving after a shlamim. The gilach ha-nazir pesach ohel moed. The nazir shall shave at the entrance of the ohel moed. But shlamim makas medaber. The pasuk actually refers to the shlamim teaching that the shaving follows it because the words pesach ohel moed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The pasuk is not teaching a location for the shaving, but the sequence. The braisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the ohel moed. Im ken derech b'zayonu. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. Rav Yoshi provides a source. The Torah said, do not ascend my Mizbeach on stairs to avoid disrespecting the Mizbeach. All the more so, disgraceful behavior such as shaving at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. Rav Yitzchak gave another reason. Since the Torah describes taking the hair alongside placing it under the fire of the Shlamim, described in the next Mishnah, this teaches Misha Eino Mechuser Ela Kilcho V'Nesina, that which only requires taking and placing on the fire, Yatzezeh Shu Mechuser Lekilcho Haba V'Nesina, excluding this case which requires taking, bringing, and placing. Since the Shlamim can be cooked anywhere in Yerushalayim, limiting the shaving to a specific location would require additionally bringing the hair to the fire's location. And point with you, the next Mishnah states, Hayanoto Sarosh Nizra Umishleach Tachas Adud. He would take the hair of his Nazar head and cast it on the fire under the pot cooking a shlamim. If he shaved in the provinces, meaning outside Yerushalayim, he would not cast his hair under the pot. Since the shlamim had to remain in Yerushalayim, placing the hair on the fire would require an additional activity of bringing, which the Gemara taught cannot be done. This Tana adds that the hair is only placed under the pot for a Nazar Tahor, but not for a Nazar Tameh. In a Braisa, they explain that only when the shaving is Nasa Kmitzvaso, performed in the prescribed manner, is the hair placed on the fire. Rav Meir says, Hakol Meshalchin Tachas Adud. All Nazim would cast their hair under the pot, Chutz Min HaTameh Shebemedina Bilvat, except for a Nazar Tameh, who shaved in the provinces. He explains in the Braisa that in this case, the hair is buried. The Braisa quotes a third opinion, Rav Yehuda, who holds that all cases of Nazar Tahor place their hair on the fire, and all cases of Nazar Tameh do not. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Mem Hei, and our standard Siman is Monopoly. Mem Hei Ma Monopoly, like the Monopoly board. So here goes. The Nazar who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazar Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Ohel Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazar, who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazar who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazar Monopoly board. Monopoly? That must be one daf. Mem hey, Monopoly. The Nazar who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazar Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Tichlach is a Tahara Ketzad. How is the shaving of a Nazar in Tahara done? He brought three animals, a chatas, an ol, and a shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda says he shechs the shlamim first and shaves after it, and Rabbi Elazar says he would only shave after the chatas, shechatas kodemus mikol makum, because the chatas takes precedence everywhere, so it's the first carbon brought here as well. They both agree that the shaving follows the first carbon, but disagree which carbon is first. So the Nazar who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazar Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landed on the Pesach Ohel Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, which reminds us, a brisa provides a source for shaving after a shlamim. Megillah HaNazar Pesach Ohel Moed. The Nazar shall shave at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. But shlamim akas medaber. The pasuk actually refers to the shlamim, teaching that the shaving follows it, because the words Pesach Ohel Moed are written about a shlamim's shchita. The pasuk's not teaching a location for the shaving, but the sequence. The brisa then explains why we do not interpret it as literally requiring shaving at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. Im ken derech mezayin. If so, it would be a disgraceful behavior. So the Nazar who moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazar Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Ohel Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazar who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. Which reminds us, Gemara brings the machlokas when the Nazar's hair is placed on the fire of the shlamim. So once again, the Nazar moved his hairy razor piece on the Tahor Nazar Monopoly board once his first carbon was brought and avoided landing on the Pesach Ohel Moed spot, for it would be a disgrace, was beat by the Tahor Nazar who was able to get his clump of hairpiece under the fiery pot spot, which had a picture of a shlamim cooking. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf Mem Alf. So the simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The hairy grandma, that must be more Daf Mem Alf, grandma. The hairy grandma who told her Matsora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda's source that a Matsora shaves with a razor is Rosho. So the hairy grandma who told her Matsora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, which reminds us, according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches a Matsora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh. So the hairy grandma who told her Matsora Nazar grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis ashatnas to wear. Which reminds us, the source for Ase Doche Lose Kondra Belezer is learned from Gidilim Tzitzis, as the Braisa states, well, Tilba Shatnas, you shall not wear Shatnas, and the following pasuk commands attaching Tzitzis to a garment. Ha Gidilim Taselecha, Mehem, but twisted cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make Tzitzis of Shatnas. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The Nazar mobster, that must be more on Daf Mem Beis. The Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving. Which reminds us, Rava asked what the halacha is in a case where Nazir shaved and left over two hairs, and he then shaved one and the other one fell out. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Nazir may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar she'ein miskaven mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as Gemara explains, anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. Which reminds us, Rava said in the name of Huna that Tuma Lo, a Nazir who came in contact with Tuma twice is not Chayiv a second time, since he was already Tameh, and the second contact does not add to his Tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is Chayiv. Abai challenged Rav Yosef from a brice which says that a Kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not Chayiv for the second Tuma. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a Nazir can receive multiple Malkas for repeated Tuma. But there's no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shul b'chiburin. The brice is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no tuma, whereas the mishnah is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second one increases his tuma. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines. Magazines? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery. Which reminds, the Gemara discusses how Tumah and Bia can occur simultaneously, since even if a Nazir was Tar when entering an Ohel of a Tumah, he always becomes Tameh before he enters the Ohel, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Rababa answers, Kagon shenichnas b'shita tevo migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting him from Tumah, and his friend came and removed the roof, whereby the Tumah and entry occur simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive Malkas. Marbar Ravashi gives a different answer involving a goses. So the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goses lying next to him. Which reminds us, two different sources are brought to teach that a Kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies. Reish Lakish says the nafka mina between them is a goses, a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in the pasuk lehechalo, since he can be called a chalal, a slain person, since most gosesim die. The Gemara asks from a mission which clearly states that a person is not metameh until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the Kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goses. So the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming tameh while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goses lying next to him when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father whose head was cut off. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda quoted Rav, Nikta Rosha Shal Aviv Ein Matamilo. If a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he could not become Tameh for his burial. His reason is because the Pasuk says Aviv for his father, which implies Bizman Shu Hushalim, Velo Bizman Shu Chaser, only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Homer mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the three Isurim of a Nazir, Tuma, shaving, and products of the grapevine, and proceeds to list the various Chumras of the prohibitions compared to each other. So, the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, start to throw mud towards the Tami Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his Karbanis the same day, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Teglachus Tuma Ketzad, how is the shaving for a Nazir Tameh done? Hayamaz B'shlishi B'shvi, he would sprinkle on the third and seventh day, with Mechates U'Megaleach B'shvi, and shave on the seventh, U'maybe Karbonos of B'shmini, and bring his Karbonos on the eighth. If he shaved on the eighth day instead, Rabbi Kiva says he may nonetheless bring his Karbonos on that same day. Rabbi Kiva explains to Rabbi Tarfon the difference between a Nazir and a Metzorah is, that by a Nazir, his Tahara is dependent on the days, not on shaving, whereas a Metzorah shaving is part of the Tahara process. Therefore, the Metzorah shaved on the eighth day, he must be Tobel again afterwards and is not Tahor until sunset, delaying his Karbonos to the ninth. So the three Nazirs who each got stuck in the hairy Chomer mud, one for Tuma, one for shaving, and one for eating from the grapevine, started to throw mud towards the Tamei Nazir who shaved on the eighth day and brought his Karbonos the same day, but missed and splattered the Zav Tful Yom, who was not permitted to enter the gates of Nicanor, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when a Zav, who is a Tful Yom, cannot enter the Machane Levia. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our Pal quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn that there are three who shave and their shaving is a mitzvah, a nazir, mitzorah, and the levim? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Kiva holds that if a tamei nazir shaves on the eighth day, he can bring his karbanos on the same day? That's on daf. Mem. Dod. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that a nazir does not shave at the entrance of the Yom Moed, for that would be a bizayon? That's on daf. Memhei. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn a Nazir may shampoo his hair but not comb it, since the purpose is to remove dangling hairs? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn, according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches that a Metzorah shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh? That's on daf. Memov. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn how a case of Tum and Bia can occur simultaneously is where a Nazir entered the cemetery in a carriage and his friend removed the roof? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have in Malchus when the Nazir's hair is placed on the fire of the Shlamim? That's on daf. Mem Hey. Good. Number 8. Which daf does the Mishnah list the various chumras by each of the three Isurim of a Nazir? That's on daf. Mem Dod. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss the case where after shaving and leaving two hairs, one was shaved and the other fell out? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff we can focus whether a tichach is a tahara, the shaving of a nazir and tahara is done after the shechita of a shlamim or a chatas? That's on daf. Memhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.